stored, or even created where we live, work, and play. We're not alone in feeling this hunger. One day in Seattle, a woman literally grabbed my lapels and said, "Listen to me, adults have nature deficit disorder too." She was right, of course. In 2005, in Last Child in the Woods, I introduced the term nature deficit disorder, not as a medical diagnosis, but as a way to describe the growing gap between children and nature. After the book's publication, I heard many adults speak with heartfelt emotion, even anger, about this separation, but also about their own sense of loss. Every day, our relationship with nature, or the lack of it, influences our lives. This has always been true. But in the 21st century, our survival, or thrival, will require a transformative framework for that relationship, a reunion of humans with the rest of nature. In this program, I describe a future shaped by what I call the nature principle, an amalgam of converging theories and trends, as well as a reconciliation with old truths. This principle holds that a reconnection to the natural world is fundamental to human health, well-being, spirit, and survival. Primarily a statement of philosophy,